Well, I'd have to say it's three, which is healthcare, education, and jobs seems to be the three that we always circle back to. And my methods of fixing that, like I said, with my dual care healthcare plan, which is a public buy-in option at 9% of a person's income, and that has no deductibles, no co-pays. It's just you pay your 9% of household income, which was deemed affordable in the ACA, said 9 to 9.5% is what affordable health care should be. So I built that into the structure of the plan along with international principles to do better for us. Now, I know that there is a statement saying that, or a movement, that we want to go towards single payer, like the Canada system. The problem I have with that is that America rates 37th in the world for quality of health care, and Canada is at 30th. So, yeah, it's better than our current healthcare plan, but it's not the best plan to go to. We can make a better plan to move forward. And not to mention that we want a plan that's passable in Congress. Having a more middle-of-the-road approach and having a plan, we could actually have a better healthcare system in our country by a public buy-in option. The other bit that we continue on to answer was education. I focused on doing extending pre-K programs for all kids, because right now it's limited. Not every child gets access to. And within that education element, you know, providing school lunches to children. That way they're well-nourished and they're not worried about if their account is low or not. And then also on the higher education level, focusing on free community college and vocational education. I had partaken in both. When I graduated high school, I went over to Massanutten Technical Center and got a computer repair and networking certificate and went on out into the workforce into IT. Later on, I found myself in an area that I didn't want to be in and the economy not doing so well. And then I determined to go to college, and I started in community college, which helped lower my expenses. But a lot of people going for those, instead of having free education all the way around, which is something that we could progress to, and I'm not saying that I'm against, but starting bit by bit, we could absolutely start by training people in community college and vocational education, because those facilities work with businesses in our area. So it also ties into jobs. We need more blue-collar workers in our area, and we don't have the workforce to fill those positions needed. So working with those type of institutions, they work with businesses. And that's how we get people back working in our area and getting more jobs, is educating them for those positions.